know what? You can't find these guys on fucking iTunes. You know why?
Because they don't have a name?
Because they're not for fucking sale. Fucking listen to this. This is fucking like being operated on by a chimp with a hard-on and a hacksaw.
Damn it, I fucked that up a little bit. What? Now I gotta pump up the headphones. I was listening like in the Q channel and it was a completely different volume level. And I took it off Q where it was like really quiet and it just blasted my eardrum. So now I'm like, just hearing that.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Shut up, Napoleon. Will, you can testify to this. Howard can too. What the fuck was going on in the lobby of the station just now?
Like, first of all, it's 20 degrees in here.
Okay. Work around the pain. Be a man about it. You can act like a man!
No, it was definitely a fucking freak show, even more so than usual.
That was a theater troupe of ugly people.
You could have just said theater troupe.
Yeah. I mean, okay, let's run down the players.
First is the tranny, who I saw like before the last episode. I completely forgot to mention. The man in a skirt wearing earrings.
Yeah, it looked a lot like Mrs. Shelton.
Wow.
Our old teacher,
that's
Mrs. Shelton.
I love Mrs. Shelton. I have a picture of me fucking like grabbing my dick and balls and giving a finger behind her while she's just like at the podium doing her thing.
Don't get me wrong, this is a knock against him, but Miss Shelton's good people.
Oh, she's great, man. I used to fucking just like fuck around on her computer all class, like downloading shit on Napster, playing video games.
I love the standard by which you measure a successful educator.
Like, someone who just
I got to do that.
Yeah. What the fuck? She left me alone.
So we had the old tranny who's in a denim kilt, maybe, but I think
it looked more like a skirt. Yeah.
Earrings. Full earrings. So yeah, okay.
Bald,
it's a tranny.
Too. So not even like long, luxurious tranny hair or a wig.
Which would make it a little sexy.
It's just
exactly.
The guy who's like bald with gray hair.
Yeah, just there's some dude out there who's just like, this is my fucking dad.
I didn't think of that.
This is my fucking
To try to snap a fucking picture or video of him, but it's like, because that stupid fucking iPhone light, like, you can't really do that covertly.
No, it's just fucking...
People will notice a goddamn, like, white light just
no, it looks like
glaring at
hunting
them.
The replicants in Blade Runner. It's just fucking the spotlight searching you down. Yeah. Let me bring down the ace.
I would have gone with Crocodile Dundee 2, but either one worked. What are they hunting for, like kangaroos or something?
Oh yeah, and don't they pan and then it's just Mick with pulling out the knife or some bullshit.
Some shit, and somehow it scares off like a bunch of guys in trucks with guns.
Yeah, oh god, Crocodile Dundee. The first was a masterpiece, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But,
absolutely.
Fucking dumb.
The second one's reaching for it.
It's just typical Hollywood.
Yeah.
Just bleed it till
this
it's dry.
Is why people hate Americans, man. I don't know. Like, to me, I see a lot of British television is based on the idea
shouldn't
that...
Shouldn't it be why they hate the Australians?
We have 12 episodes, and that's all we're doing for this series, because we
they
want
do
to
six
be...
a season, typically.
Exactly. And, like, sometimes they're like, we're gonna go, drumroll, ready for it, 2 seasons of 6 episodes.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Oh, like, there's always the fucking Christmas special. Always a Christmas special in British TV.
Yeah, that's a little weird. That's a little, like, Anglo-Saxon,
I'm
like,
all right
family
with it.
Get-together weird
well,
shit.
Well, it's cool because, like, they do that, yet at the same time, on average, they don't fucking believe in God over there. Like, if you're really into church and shit, you're a weirdo.
Yeah, like, we're looked at like a bunch of fucking simps, which we should be, for, like, everyone being like, oh, thank Jesus.
See, but, oh, trying to
God.
Fucking out-God each other, our politicians? Yeah.
No, they look at us like we're fucking cavemen, as well they should.
Fuck them, though. Like, the Queen of England is still the head of their church. So they can eat my shit.
I don't give a shit who's the head of the church. I mean, the
you know,
average
just... bitch has a husband.
Oh, yeah. The fucking royal cuck.
Yeah, well, what the fuck is that all about? Why isn't he the king?
I don't know.
How the hell does that shit
I don't
work?
Get how that works.
It's Howie. She's the she's the descendant yeah, within the house.
So you can't be king by marriage?
It doesn't work that way anymore.
I feel like it stinks.
I don't remember exactly
so
why
you gotta
that is.
Be plowing that old box or nothing?
It was to prevent Catholics
and you're
from
just called like
in.
A duke or something?
Yeah, some no, bullshit? He's not allowed. I think they came up with that rule because they're always worried that some like Catholic would just come and like marry a female, like English monarch.
Oh, worse yet, a Negro. Fucking King Levon.
Ralph remake.
Oh, there'll be money with Chris Rock.
Oh, God. You know Bernie Mac could have been his advisor. R.I.P., man. R.I.P.
God, is he good and fucking bad Santa? That's all I really know him from.
That show was good. I'm trying to think what else. I'm going to be hazy this episode because you and I
I'll just remember walking past the
freaks just to eat a bunch of ho-hos. And what the hell else do we eat out of the vending machines? Nutter Butters and
Hostess Cupcakes.
Yeah, so I'm going to have about 5 minutes of sugar energy and then an hour of...
Well, I mean, let's run down the list. You have the old tranny.
Old tranny.
You have a fat black talking about the origins of Gambit.
And how awesome they were. And he was in like a country western outfit.
He had some fucking Stephen Hawking bitch who was blocking us from leaving
the vending machine.
She had her roll forward so I could walk by.
Yeah, that's true. Huge fat white guy that literally smelled.
And then next to some fat white bitch who you said was attractive. And I'm not going to
She wasn't fat. I thought she was okay looking.
Look at what she's surrounded by. You have to do that fucking trick. Did you ever sit down and watch? Yeah, hall pass. Put the fucking hands up.
I know. She's queen of the Morlocks, but she wasn't bad.
No, if you saw her in any other setting, be like, what a fat pig. But because she's surrounded by morbidly obese people, you're like, huh, I'd put stones to it. No matter what situation you're in as a guy, you're always going to find the most fuckable bitch. I think that's just like some innate thing you have to like spread your seed
to
like,
whatever's available.
You're like, all right, this is my situation. Like,
you ever been in that horrible situation?
Just the MacGyver of fucking every place you go.
There's like,
I'm gonna make a baby out of my dick and your pussy.
But once in a blue moon, you get in this situation where it's like, here is a gaggle of ugly, ugly women, and I would fuck none of them.
Yeah.
And then there's
that
dreadful moment where you're like, oh my gosh. Is the world coming to an end?
Am I going
to
be stuck in here? Is it going to be like the end of T3?
Well,
it's just me
and
Claire
Danes
in the bomb shelter.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Claire.
Like, we saw that fucking like gray cloud coming this way. What if it's goddamn end of days? We're forced to repopulate with whoever's in here.
Oh, God. Oh. Just ruined my Jerry day. Tie up his shirt like Prag and Oz. Kool-Aid lipstick.
He had a fucking gum transplant from a black guy.
Yeah. I mean, sure, it's from a black.
What was it? Big black nigga lips.
Ah, God. Oh, Oz. We could just do a fucking Oz podcast and I'd be happy.
What else was out there? Are we touching all of it?
We got them all. There was a fat girl. There was a fat girl. I think you were looking at the fat girl and you missed my okay girl.
No. You're talking about the one sitting next to like the dude on the couch.
Yes, I was. Yes.
There was some like feminine looking like Shane or Kenny looking motherfucker kind of. Like just some pale white guy. I don't think he was out there when you were there.
Okay.
With a voice like a woman. He was talking to the tranny.
Just supple breasts.
Yeah, so like
supple male breasts with like those big puffy pink areolas.
It was just ugh. It's a sad state of affairs.
It's like
a
game parlor out there right now. It's just, I don't know. I'll take the Source Awards over that any day. I'll take regular loud black people over that freak show.
Oh, yeah. And then there's the one black guy dressed like a SWAT team member.
Yeah, that was creepy as shit. Like coming out in his vest and like
the fucking like tear gas grenades.
Yeah.
Man, I wonder if those are real.
Yeah, welcome to Virginia.
Like, bandolier filled with Hot Pockets.
Fuck. Fucking, instead of grenades, his grape soda and his fucking thing.
Grape drink. His little camel pack.
Oh, fuck. Those little, what are those, garbage, not garbage pail kids, but.
Oh, they're just called.
Garbage pails?
Or were they garbage cans? Or
I don't remember.
I know exactly
those
what you're
talking
about.
Shitty fucking fruity drinks.
They look like pineapple barrels. Grenades, yeah, that were just. Green and red and orange.
And they cost like 2 cents each. So we were in high school. We would just stock up on as many of them as we could and heave them at cars. Of course, the one time we just pelted a cop car. And he just fucking slowed down and kept going. Because we were like in the woods off the side of like Westfields Boulevard or something. And like, yeah, it was just any car that came by, I'd fucking nail this. Those are the good old days. Fucking drive out to Burke, hook up some bitches, fucking shit outside over a park bench, wipe your ass with napkins, and then go back home and do that.
You did much more like living than I did in high school. I just got high all the fucking time. It was just go to a basement, get high.
Because I kind of stopped doing drugs and shit when I was like in the middle of ninth grade.
Really? See, I didn't start up until senior year.
Well, senior year, I started drinking a lot because we found some gas station that would sell me beer.
Oh, those mythical things that just...
This fucking Gookers, like, right across the street from the abortion clinic we always talk about.
Nice.
Like, that Exxon that's, like, catty-quartered to Denny's.
Yeah.
Because there's one next to it, and there's, another Exxon, like, on the other corner.
Oh, you won't even believe the fucking show I got last night.
So go
in
there,
Exxon.
Fucking buy, like, a 24-pack of beer, like, 18 years old. They're like, oh, you having party tonight?
Oh, God bless them. God fucking bless them.
I think someone ratted, though, than... Someone put the kibosh
always,
on it.
Always. There's one little piece of shit who gets caught with it. Yeah. And he's like, meh, I'll tell. Like, you're 15. Nothing's going to happen to you, dumb little fucker.
Whatever happened. Like, I think ABC, because Patrick works for ABC.
Dude, it is a massive infraction to get caught doing that.
Well, no. I think they just have people go around and, like, try to buy alcohol without presenting
some
ID.
Narc motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Well, they actually hired 19-year-olds, so it's actually illegal. So that
right, like 20-year-olds or whatever the fuck,
it's,
yeah.
It's like a part-time gig usually for a police cadet. So if you're a 19-year-old
police
cadet...
So there
cadet,
are people who just go around periodically to any place that sells alcohol.
They have a whole system set up because, like, they're not... I don't know all the rules of entrapment, but they do shit like... They walk up there and then, yeah, they just, like, drop the alcohol. And if people ask for ID... They start to walk away, and you would not believe the number of cashiers. Like, hey, just come back. It happens a lot. So, I mean, like, the people who usually end up losing their jobs over this, like...
The ones that don't want to lose the sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's that or, like, people who literally don't card anybody, or they're just like, are you going to party?
Yeah, these like, people didn't even ask for ID.
So. I never had any of that. I never had a place. I found one... joint, like a shitty gas station way the fucking bumfuck that would sell me cigarettes when I was like 16, 17. Yeah, exactly. Driving 30 minutes for a pack of Marlboros. Of course, back then it was like $1.93. What a paradise for smokers.
We just used to hit up older people. Like, hey, will you guys buy us beer?
Sometimes they would. I would never do that. Some fucking piece of shit kid asked me. I told him to go fuck themselves.
Oh, yeah.
The best I've ever seen, one guy I knew who did it. Like, I was there with
or
him.
Or I just take the money.
Yeah, no, that works.
I've seen guys who, did the purchase and then walked out with the beer and they're like,
fuck
yeah,
what are you going to do?
Yeah.
This is the
beat your 14-year-old ass, you punk.
Yeah, like, we live in the fucking suburbs. This ain't like Hood, D.C., where somebody's going to, like, shoot you in the back of the head for your fucking beer. Like, yeah. This is.
No, some fucking suburbanite bitches.
Yeah, like, your bitch ass would squeal. If you ever got caught with my beer anyway, so I'm just going to take your fucking money and drink myself.
Yeah, for a time, I was buying beer, well, a lot of the time for, like, my 19 and 20-year-old friends when I was 21 or 27. And I actually got out of the habit of it after a while because you are so on the hook.
Dude, if they get a DUI.
Oh, my God, you do time and stuff. It's insane.
Because they technically wouldn't have gotten it if it wasn't for you.
It's horrible. Like, you can really, like, a year or something.
Oh, dude, like, if you're a parent and kids get drunk at your house, like, I think whether, especially if you're there, like, you know, you have some parents who are like, oh, well, you can drink here. So I know where
you are.
Oh,
I'm the cool parent. Yeah, exactly. I know that my little Timothy is going to be doing it. He might as well do it
here.
If
some
fucking
dumb kid gets a DUI leaving your house, you're going to fucking prison.
It's insane, man. Like
both
parents
are going to prison.
Parents, it's retarded. Like, really, you had any kind of... So you're saying, is it just if you're aware or, like, little fuckers are drunk in your basement?
No, I think it's much worse if you're aware and you're there and you're, like, allowing it.
It's just a joke, man. Kids want to get fucked up. It needs to be legal when you're, like, really little. Because that's when the urge is there and you need to get it the fuck out of your system.
Well, that stupid fucking argument like, oh, at 18 you can go to war but you can't buy a beer. So
yeah.
they fucking make it legal for like soldiers to drink on base at 18 or whatever.
Are you fucking kidding me? I didn't even know that. It's the dumbest goddamn thing I've ever heard.
Any soldier that is just the dumbest pieces of shit. Like, it's just hired to absorb explosions.
Oh, just fucking the fodder, yeah, for the cannons.
But, I don't know. Just people are going to do it regardless. And smoking, for example. There's nothing beneficial about smoking. People do it because it's cool, because they're not allowed to. Like, you realize if you made it legal for anybody to smoke, like, the
Yeah,
number
people would see smoking toddlers and be like, oh, that's for kids.
Drastically. Because no one would fucking start because it's no longer considered cool. people start because like they're 13.
Dude,
and
you're
they think
badass.
It's cool.
It's the perfect
and then you're
accessory
fucking
for a
hooked.
Metallica shirt.
Most of the people I know who smoke like at our age,
they got hooked when they're little
12
kids.
12 or
yeah.
something. Like, yeah. They're fucking young.
They've said that, and they use that as a statistic to prove that they need to keep it outlawed because they're like, well, if you don't smoke by 18, you probably never will. Well, no shit.
Yeah, because you're fucking, you've developed your habit. Like,
exactly. This isn't coming out at age 35, and then your life after that's a cock fest.
No, I don't. Like I said, I don't even know how bars are legal. Like,
they shouldn't be.
Everybody, you tell me, like, there's been one night ever in the history of the fucking universe that there's been a bar where everyone either had a DD or fucking took a taxi home?
Dude, the concept
it's got to be at least 50% of the fucking clientele's leaving drunk.
And that's
and
what
I'm
like, I don't even know why you would
especially
go
the
to
suburbs.
A bar because there's certain malls that have like two or three like dive bars where people are really stupid and probably can't afford taxis.
Yeah, the one where my
there's
fucking
like,
gym is and
there's fucking 8 to 10 pigs in the parking lot just waiting for
that's
us to
my
go down.
Gym and there was some fucking like 3-hour arrest the other night when I was there, I guess Thursday night.
I saw
and we're
one
all just looking
night
out the fucking window. Like, everyone stopped. Me, the other people who were there lifting weights, even the fucking
just
janitor.
Drinking the show, yeah.
We're just looking out the window like fucking monkeys.
Well, it's bright lights. What do you want?
Yeah, exactly. But like,
I saw an arrest in the parking lot of the gas station that sold you beer. Some fucker gets pulled over by one cop. Another cop comes. Another cop comes.
Oh, yeah.
Those two cops pull away. Original cop's still there. Another cop joins in. The entire thing was over an hour. Like, literally my entire fucking dinner... Sitting there sipping coffee. I'm just watching this shit.
Oh, this is like 2 or 3 hours, the whole thing. But there's more. There's some guy looked like he got fucking cut, like a bottle smash on him.
Jeez. Really? This in the end, I was at some point, I was like, okay, he must have been drunk and they're waiting for the tow truck to come. Over an hour later, he just pieces out, drives home. Like fucking nothing happened.
What the fuck?
Who knows what the shit was going down?
No, because there's like nothing but pieces of shit go to that bar breakers. I mean, there's just been paddy wagons outside like waiting. Like times I've gone to the gym. There's been times I've gone to the gym.
Those need an update to their names.
And there's just fucking like black people fighting in the parking lot. And I hear like, yeah, fuck that nigga up.
just
fuck
like,
him
it.
Up, son. God
just
damn, I wish
knife
I could.
Fight.
Fuck, I wish I could remember the fucking exact words. Because you remember like black people.
I'm sure you're pretty close.
Repeat everything like 10 times. No, I think it's punish that nigga, son. Punish that nigga.
They do love just repeating a phrase.
I believe that was it.
Punish that nigga, son. God damn it. Yeah, man. I'm not into weed whatsoever. My vices are cramming sugary shit in my face and beating off and watching the, you know, any sort of TV screen.
Yeah, I'd say sex is about it for me.
Yeah. Shut up trying to sound cool, piece of shit.
Well, not that. I mean, sex, jerking off, going to strip clubs. Like,
oh, okay, yeah. Any, no, pussy's never-ending. Yeah, it's just never-ending entertainment to me. Like, you'll never be sated. It's just like, oh, what's better than a woman in front of you? The next woman in front of you.
Just I mean, filthy whore. I'm like fucking... Just... What's the guy's name? Jack Harity in fucking Dirty Work? Like, who plays Norm's dad?
Yeah.
Like, the old guy from Problem Child.
We didn't have your fancy birth control, like, pulling out.
No. It's just the fucking, like, the whole, like, obsession with whores.
Oh.
You don't remember that? Like, he's just constantly, like, chasing hookers.
Okay. No, I kind of... No, I really don't. I actually don't remember that aspect of Dirty Work. I just remember him showing Norm MacDonald pictures of him fucking Norm's mom. And I thought that was funny.
That was a pretty solid movie. I love Norm, man. Like, it sucks he's never really gotten a chance.
I can't believe
they took
Central
off.
Show
exactly. I fucking love that.
It was the one thing I was watching on that fucking network after.
I don't like sports and I like that. Same thing with the fucking like Davey Mack sports show.
Yeah.
Because they like talk about sports for like 5% of it, if that.
No,
that's what makes it good.
The problem with like the major sports is they don't have a sense of humor, and so they can like force any of the TV networks to pull shit like that.
No, this shit was hilarious, man.
Who's clicking a fucking pen? What am I hearing?
The guy holding the pen with a fucking pen.
God fucking damn it.
Oh, wait, was it you?
That was me. That thing makes noise.
Fucking Lego.
It sounded like a goddamn train conductor. Click, 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 click.
Nah, I was. It's really addictive to play with it. Like, Will's going to be doing it for an hour now.
I'm trying to
What's
figure
a little
out how
wire fucking... crimper? It's been in this studio for like 6 months. I'm surprised you monkeys just found it now.
No, like one joke I was just thinking about recently was like he was talking about how Steven Seagal either wanted or was doing a reality show. where he's going to train MMA fighters.
Yeah.
And Norm was just like, what could Steven Seagal possibly train MMA fighters to do besides stuff their faces with succulent meats and cheeses? Where the fuck else are you
going
to get
that? Like, you know where he's going with the wording, the succulent meats and cheeses.
This is fucking hilarious, man. Like, you don't have to watch sports to think that's goddamn funny.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But nah, it's just the major sports are real protective, man.
Episodes, too.
Yeah, like, I don't think you got a full season. It's like... Yeah. Give this shit time to develop. Christ.
I'm telling you, like, NBA, like, NFL, somebody made a call, like, we don't like him making fun of our players. Like, stop talking about drug use.
I would be shocked.
You think they're that fucking powerful?
They're absolutely, because who owns Comedy Central? I'm trying to remember. It's Viacom. Right?
So
what networks also does Viacom own?
Probably CBS, maybe.
Is it
ABC?
No, it might be NBC.
It's NBC. NBC's got some big contracts.
I was going to say, yeah, because of, like, The Voice and shit, like, and, like, they have Carson Daly on there. Like, if it's anything,
it's
probably
NBC. You're right. So they have Comedy Central, and they got NBC, which runs Sunday Night Football. Guess who's going to be pissed when you diss the NFL? Mike Vick jokes and dogfighting? Like, it's bad for the NFL. So, I mean, that's it.
Oh, God, this fucking corporate world we live in.
It's disgusting. Like, I fucking hate them.
That is why entertainment is just fucking shit these days. And that's why idiots like Daniel Tosh can't even make a fucking rape joke live on stage, not even on his show, and catch all sorts of hell for it.
Oh, my God. Let's get into that.
Oh, that was the segue.
All right. And I wanted to act like I was...
Speaking of Comedy Central and pulling the plug and forcing some... Yeah.
Well, we're getting smooth at this. I'm sorry. We're learning how to fuck like with skill and stuff. You did that, and I'm like, yeah, speaking of, you know, let's go to... I don't know what that was. Speaking of Daniel
like
Tosh,
the fucking like characters in Star Fox, if you remember that, it was like, like they couldn't make words, so they just had to put the text and like sounds mimicking
fucking
voices.
Nintendo does that to this goddamn day, and they're like, "Why is this company that once owned 157% of the market?
Are you serious?
Now in the shitter."
It's still, like, just a picture of a dog going, rip, 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 rip,
like,
rip.
I can't even tell you how, like, even in the
Wii
like
Zelda
days.
And shit.
Yeah.
It's just a fairy going, wee, wee, wee. You see the text?
And it's like, you've got Grand Theft Auto where a guy's fucking abroad with a rocket launcher. And my fairy can't talk in Zelda. What the shit?
It's probably because they do it all in fucking Jap. So it's like they're too lazy to redo it.
That's
America is not a big market.
Yeah, that's inexcusable.
No, English.
Well, I know they're arrogant as fuck about their video games. Like over there, Xbox is a blip. Because like, they're like, fuck that American-made piece of shit.
I don't know. Maybe America is a fucking small market.
No, we dominate video game sales. Are you kidding? I mean, they're weirdly into it, and they have tons. It's like, here's the 19th RPG. That's exactly like all the others that came out this
Chinks
month.
Chinks read Jap? And
no.
Vice versa?
No.
No. Very different. And I think they don't like each other all that much.
Well, I think Japanese script might be built off of the Chinese.
Yeah.
Because they just take everything.
Because Japan itself isn't... There's nowhere near the population of China.
No, but they're close to us, I thought. Not like real close, but I thought they had over 100 mil in Japan.
It's pretty packed. I mean,
it's
for what the fuck it is, it's insanely packed. Like, housing
America
is passed
too.
Down through the generation.
No,
the
East
heartland
Coast.
Is a... Fucking wasteland.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, all our population's in probably, like, 10% of the landmass.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
So, like, if you just took that, that's probably equal to Japan.
You could cut out what
if you
I
get rid of
the
Alaska and, yeah, fucking everything from between the coasts, excluding maybe Chicago.
Yeah, you'd have to do a little jiggering around Michigan and stuff.
Like, I'm saying, you go from, like, D.C. to, like, Boston. That's probably comparable.
Oh, that's everything. Fucking like Miami up to Boston.
Oh, you're talking size of Japan.
Size and pop, maybe. Because that's a lot of people right there from like.
Well, Japan also has a lot of landmass, too. Like,
yeah.
I don't think
it's all
that
those
big.
Shitty islands.
I mean, if you want to count those little turds, I guess.
It's part of the country.
Not a lot of people living on, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I think it's just like the big good islands have like 3 trillion people on top of each other, like a fucking ant farm.
Be cool
just groping each other in the goddamn subways.
Frotting.
Oh,
is that big over there?
What?
Frotting.
Dude, there's entire books dedicated to how to finger like schoolgirls on the subway. It's an entire culture.
Just because they're so packed in?
Yeah, it's just because you're allowed to get away with it. Because the chick is just like
finger
a
yellow slice on the subway.
Yeah, and she just sits there
while going 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, and she just sits there with her cheeks getting red, thinking like, "What did I do to bring this on myself?"
The fuck? Why aren't we living there?
It's amazing. Like everything short of penetration is legal with the hookers too.
You can just shove your hand in some chick's cunt on the street, and you won't get in trouble.
They have to make female only subway cars. Because if you're a chick who gets into a
Why
mixed
they do
car,
that? That's no good.
You were fucking asking for it.
That should be that's the way it is.
You just sit there and guys finger assholes and slits and do it like
the
just
fuck?
Sit there.
I've
and
never
grab
heard about
your
this.
Tits.
Where did you hear about this?
Just Tony, our fucking favorite pervert Tony, who knows like everything A about hookers and B Japan. But
Not
Kate used
shit.
To talk about it too on air once in a while.
Remember
Has
that
she been there?
No, it's just like one of those things. If you know a decent amount about Japan, it's kind of what they do over there.
There's some hot Japanese bitches.
No shit. Oh, they're the best of the Asian bunch.
That's that or
Filipino.
Filipino.
Yeah, because they're Spanish. I mean, what do you want? Yeah. That's just injecting sex into anything.
But they're sly. Like, because did you ever watch Wild on E back in the day?
They fucking just take out their tentacle penises and like, fuck some bitch 18 feet away. Oh!
Because come calamari
sauce. Doji.
That's cookie. But not like they did an episode in Tokyo and nobody like checked that in advance that, oh yeah, like if you send a hot chick from the West onto
Wait,
one
which,
of the trains.
Which show was this?
It was Wild On, where they just send like a model
Brooke
to
Brooke Burke or whatever.
It wasn't Brooke Burke, it was like one of the other. It was like a blonde one.
I was gonna say there was like some
one and a half
bitches
or something.
Bitch that did nothing after
Bridget Marquardt.
No, it was just really some girl did shit.
Right.
Just, they didn't screen ahead.
And she got her oil checked?
Absolutely, because, like, they have her, like, going into the train, like, hey, the public transportation is great.
Please
and then you see her standing there, like, walking through. Then out of nowhere, she, like, she's clearly groped, and she's, like, trying to figure out who just did it.
Yeah, it's just,
and
you
show this?
Like, sardines. Like, they show it, they cut it, because they only show it happen one time, but then they show her.
She probably walked out, like, tears in her eyes.
Yeah, no, like, she definitely walked off, and it was just, she was very shaken, whereas, like, before she had gotten on, it was, like, very happy, like, public transportation in Japan is great, and then she gets off, it's like,
Some guy just sticks some fish and rice bar he got from a vending machine up her cunt.
It's like, chops it, fucks her.
The fucking fish flavor is starting to go stale. Let me get a refresher.
Yeah, man. And there's all kinds. I think they're called soap houses over there. There's like... where
they just like BJ's. Jerk you off by running their sudsy body over you.
Well, I think it's soap house is just code for a BJ house. I'm trying to think what the fuck else they
Nuru
do over
there. Massage.
Yeah, dude. It's
they're
insane over
underwear
there.
Vending machines. Like, you can just get panties, like, drop a quarter, whatever fucking currency.
Like
used
panties?
That'd be great. It's just some bitch schoolgirl on the other side taking off her shit.
No, I'm not even sure they're used. It's just the principle of like
they
men.
They got weird shit over there, man.
Men being able to have panties, like free access whenever
they
want
them. Oh,
there
is no greater race of perverts than the Japanese. Because
they're so fucking suppressed.
The fucking Germans are like, just bow to what the Japanese can manage.
God damn, that sounds all right.
No, that's like one of three countries I think would be awesome to visit. There's
you know what
there,
else they love?
Russia and
rock.
Oh,
rock
yeah, guitarists. Shitty, like hair, hair bands and stuff. But Will would tear up over there.
Like they're so big on the fucking like 80s metal.
Oh, I think Kip Winger gets like fucking four girls sucking each testicle when he's in Japan,
rubbing their slits on his chest hair.
You know who's big over there? Oh, what was the
Tesla.
Name of that band? Was it
Anvil?
Was it Arrested Development, the people who did Tennessee?
Yeah.
No.
Mr. Wendell.
Why are they bigger over
no,
there?
No, just... You remember the dude with, like, the dreads?
Yeah.
I forget his name. Okay. He's huge over there. He's a big DJ in Japan now.
Really?
Yeah. I think he just, like, gets gash and, like, he enjoys, like, filling
stadiums.
I didn't
know they went that way.
They didn't.
I thought the Japanese
thought they looked
made
at
Will
the
look accepting.
Black people like they're fucking ghosts
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like, the Japanese
you cause
weird.
Earthquake tsunami!
Because they diss Koreans all the time, but all the women there want to fuck, like, the Korean soap opera stars. Like, Korean soap opera stars who are 6 feet tall are hugely popular.
Like southern women watching the NBA.
Exactly. No, it's the same thing where it's just like, if you're a Korean man and you're at least 6 feet tall, you will be popular in Japan.
So
other than
you
that,
go over there.
I probably should, yeah.
I mean,
I think I do all right.
No one has
are
any
you Korean
problem.
Or?
Yeah, I'm half.
I would say, like, Korean chicks aren't bad, too.
Yeah, I'm cool with them.
Because...
I mean, then you talk to
a couple from like Seoul. Well, there's they're not docile. Yeah. Is that just the jappers?
I guess so. Because any other Asian chick I've ever been with was actually
they stink.
Like they're among the most colossally bitchy bossy broads I've ever had.
Like Jerry's sister-in-law.
Oh god. Oh god, that little bitch. Jerry's just smiling, sketching. What are you sketching, Jerry?
A all tentacle right. Fucking some bitch on the subway. He's sketching like
I feel like
what was that video
Goodfellas
game called?
Berating spider, always fucking mumbling, prick.
Mumbling, stuttering little prick.
Whole family of rats.
What's the world coming to? You gonna take that from him?
I'll show you what the world's coming to. Bang, bang, bang.
What are you, some kind of sick maniac? I'm just fucking joking, and you shoot the kid?
How am I supposed to know you're joking?
You know you're going to dig the fucking hole, right?
Ah, it was the first fucking hole I ever dug. And see.
That's right. You don't take nothing from nobody. You hear me? The balls on this kid.
So what were you saying? Other than Goodfellas.
Oh, what was that? Was it Day of the Tentacle? Was that game? The computer game?
Yeah, Day of the Tentacle.
Yeah, so like, and what was the chick's name? Laverne? Like the geeky looking girl?
Ooh, I don't remember that.
He's just like sketching Laverne sitting on the tentacle. Like the green tentacle's up her gash and she's sucking on the blue or purple tentacle.
The purple, yeah.
Whatever the other one was.
It's a good damn game. I miss those LucasArts.
Those are fucking awesome, that. Sam and Max.
I think there's more Sam and Max shit. Like, that's been continued into modern day.
God, that might be actually be something I'd fucking play.
I love it when you play video games. It happens like once every 7 years now.
Like that, yeah. Like, I'm trying to think. I like that Metroid for N64.
I was going
to
say, that's the last thing I remember you playing was
Prime that
was
okay.
1 on the GameCube.
And I did a bit of the second one, but not really. The last thing I really enjoyed was that fucking, was it Symphony of the Night?
Yes.
For PS1.
All-time legendary game.
That's a Symphony fucking awesome game, man.
Just Metroidvania.
That was like, God damn it. I'm trying to think, was TurboGrafx, did they have like a weird Street Fighter, or is this... They had the best, like, championship edition or whatever.
They had a good champion edition, but then Super Nintendo and Genesis got Turbo, yeah. And
well,
so,
Genesis is, like, the graphics were shitty.
Oh, it's been 15 years and you finally admit it.
Finally admit that Genesis is, like, shittier than Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah, because you had to get into Sega just to rebel.
Be different.
Exactly. Assert yourself as a man, and I was like, fuck you, Nintendo rules that shit. Get your Game Gear.
It did have some good... Oh, fuck, Game Gear killed Game Boy.
The Game Boy.
Holy shit, man. Fucking portable Sonic. That was awesome.
I used to take your Game Gear all the time. I'd never admit you made the right choice on that one.
Oh, yeah. It was way better fucking in color.
Well, like, you had the actual Mortal Kombat with blood.
And, like... Oh, God, I forgot about the portable Mortal Kombat.
Like, you get Mortal Kombat on Game Boy, it's like the sprites were tiny even for that screen.
Oh,
right? What the
horrible.
Fuck, yeah.
No, because Game Boy didn't have any, like, fun games. Like, Metroid was the
no, I
closest
liked
thing.
Game Boy, but the screen was so goddamn
the
bad.
Four shades of green.
It was... My penis, first of all, was girthier than the size of the screen.
It was like 2
you
and
would
a half
move,
inches.
Yeah, I didn't say it was big. You'd move, and the entire thing would blur.
Yeah, like if it's at the slightest angle.
Not even that. I mean, literally, you're looking at it dead on, and you make your sprite move. And all of a sudden, it was like you would drop 2 hits. And you would have to, like, stop moving to get your bearings
just
where you were
like,
on the screen again.
Just because the pixels are so big.
Just because they couldn't handle, like, the actual liquid crystal coursing through the screen and, like, keeping the picture together.
Yeah. No, Game Gear was the shit. I like that.
Game Gear trounced. Game Gear was awesome. I'll give you that.
I like the fucking TurboGrafx concept, though.
It was the first one that had the CD-ROM drive.
Well, no. Like, you could take a TurboGrafx.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was interchangeable with the fucking main console, so you didn't have to buy, like, a separate version.
Yeah, except it was huge, and it chewed through batteries, and it had the shitty Game Boy-sized screen. But it was a brilliant concept. I'll give you that. And I love that they've never embraced that since so they can make double money on games.
Oh, like they always have to sell their
separate
version.
I don't think
there's,
you will never see like, our new Nintendo Portable plays Wii games too. It's always get your fucking little games because little kids love staring at little
CDs,
games.
Right?
Yeah, it's like a weird DVD type format.
Well, yeah, I don't know. What the hell is the, Game Boy Advance is what? Like little cartridges.
Well, it's onto the 3DS now, but yeah, they're all like little fucking, they look like SD cards for the most part.
Jesus.
That's where we're at now.
Different generation. So you don't have to carry on a huge fucking case with all your games in them?
No, you have like a little flip out that's the size of, I would say, a TI-81, probably smaller than that.
Right.
And then your games are all little SD card size things.
And they just go in little slots? Or?
Yeah, you just have a little game port that's tiny as balls. It's all fucking adorable, not gonna lie.
Oh, like it's part of the system?
Or well, you put your little SD card in like you would any other game.
But I'm saying like the system itself has slots for games on the back?
Just one slot, like slide in an NES card or game.
But you're saying if you get a case, like they have it like that.
Well, yeah, you can get a case to hold a bunch of shit.
All right.
I'll show you mine when we get home.
Oh, I don't care that much.
Good answer. Back to Tosh.
There we go.
Daniel Tosh is in trouble because last Friday at, I believe, the Laugh Factory in L.A.
God damn, it's only been a week?
Yeah, this is all the shit. Not even a week. Okay, no.
It took a couple days to get tweeted. That's why.
Is that it? Okay,
yeah. So that's why it came up like this week.
Well, it came up, I want to say, Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because you forget that fucking, what was his name? The beaner in trouble for killing the darkie.
Zimmerman.
Oh.
Like, that happened on your birthday, but like it didn't even really get traction to what, like April?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, I forgot. Like he actually iced the dude on your birthday.
I remember it first being reported like on CNN kind of not too long after.
Oh, really? I thought like
it kind of, I think you're right. It took a while for people to be like, what injustice? I don't like that.
That was a little different because like the police kept like giving releases like, we are not planning to arrest him. And
they
so that's
shouldn't.
Why
he fucking abided by the law and
no,
he better
didn't.
Walk.
No, he didn't.
Dude, how? Okay, their law is if you feel your life is being threatened.
It's the broadest law of all.
You have.
Let me put it this way. It's a stand your ground law. You're not really standing your ground when you're stalking a kid in your neighborhood. That's the number one thing I'm going to point out. Like,
I
don't think you really qualify for the defense.
So they're saying like they're trying to charge with murder two or some bullshit. They're not going to get any murder two.
It's just his motherfucker. Here's why people are pissed, and I'm on their side on this. If you had a black killing any other like non-black person in that same situation, the prosecutors would go for the worst fucking charge possible, and then they'd just get a plea deal because everybody knows like if that went to a jury trial, it's a problem.
Yeah.
But with, like, the flip of it, well, all right.
He's not
what's
white, first of all. People keep calling him white.
Well,
he's
it was for, like,
not
3 months.
He's a half-breed.
Yeah, and then
he's
as
what,
soon
half
as
Spanish,
pictures
half-white?
Of him came out. Yeah, but he looks Spanish as fuck.
Yeah.
And as soon as that happened, they dropped the white entirely. And then
he's
like,
not
he's
white. Clearly he's not white, especially when they show the picture of him, like, in
he's
the jaw.
Yeah, he's half and half.
I feel bad for him because I do think, like, it's hard to convict him.
It should be, man. How can you prove that? Like,
it disgusts me that he wasn't arrested for a homicide. Like, you arrest someone for shooting another person.
But not if that's your law.
No, but it has to be proven. Like, his account on itself has to be self-serving because he doesn't want to go to prison.
Right, but there's no one to fucking vouch for Trayvon. He's dead. So how can you prove beyond a shat or a reasonable doubt that he didn't defend himself? That's what I'm saying. Like, they have no evidence.
No, but you have to look at the stand your ground statute. When it comes down to, like, was he actually standing his ground, I think there's a problem with his story because he's following a kid who is clearly fearful for whatever
he's
doing.
How creeped out would you be if some fucking fat shit?
Oh, I'm not saying, like, Zimmerman was in the right. First of all, why the fuck is a neighborhood watch guy carrying a gun?
Yeah. No,
yeah,
he had some dirty, hairy, hard-on fantasy.
You know, he wanted to be a cop, and he's fucking too stupid. He got, like, rejected or something.
That is the worst type,
of neighborhood watch shouldn't even have a fucking stun gun. All he should have is a goddamn phone to call the real police.
Maybe some silly string.
Like, he should have nothing. Like, why is he carrying a loaded fucking weapon?
I think a jury might find
it. It was his. It wasn't, like, provided.
Oh, yeah, I'm
you
sure.
Know, for his little stint. He was just like, I have a gun, and I'm using it
especially,
while I'm
like, yeah, like, if you're in Florida, you're fucking allowed to have a gun. Why not? It's the South.
Yeah, people always neglect that. Florida, other than the coast, is as neck as it gets.
Oh,
it's just
fuck yeah.
Huge,
like, people associate it with Miami. It's still the goddamn South.
There was a chick from, like, I don't know, whatever, Jacksonville or some bullshit.
Racist,
like,
as fuck. Is that what you're saying?
Not just that. Like, She was in town, this was years ago, passes through, and I'm like wearing an Old Navy polo or something like that. Just my usual dumpy shit. You guys could vouch for the fact I dress like a fucking homeless person.
We all
and
know.
She's like, I'll be honest, I first thought you was a queer because you dress so nice. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, by my standards here, I'm just a turd, you know, piece of shit. Okay. I look horrible.
Take that bitch to Arlington.
Oh my God, she would have been... She was in Key West.
Your problem, John, is that your shirt has sleeves that are not torn off.
She was like, yeah, where I'm from, boys don't wear shirts. I'm like, well, this isn't fucking Bedrock, bitch. Gotta walk around with something on.
Does she really have like the fucking brain dead hick accent?
It's, to some extent, it wasn't even that thick. Like, and she had this just weird girl with her that was like the product of inbreeding or something. No, like literally... The chromosomes were not lined up right on that one.
Was one hot?
No. And the other one was like, okay. And she was like, yeah, you know, get a friend.
Did you double team him?
To grenade off my other, you know, my buddy. Yeah. And I was just like, I was with Killiam at the time. And I'm like, Killiam is a dick, but I'm not going to do this to him.
You
like,
should have. He probably would have gone for it.
Oh, God, no.
I would have fucked a bitch just with that accent.
It would have been fun. I mean, she was... She was cute. She had a nice dome piece. Kind of like a fat ass and thighs, but what do you want?
Kind of like, I'd fuck like pretty much anything with an English accent.
Oh, like, me. Oh, I'd hit anything.
Lick me fat pussy and
ass. Lick me fat ass and pussy.
I don't know why I couldn't pull the fucking accent out of the bag on that one. Holy shit.
No, English accents are awesome. I actually met a girl in college. I had one class with her, and she was like this brunette with a few extra pounds, but big fucking tits, and she had that accent. I'm like, you are the most beautiful creature I've ever seen. And she was really nothing like
that. Psycho I used to talk to.
Oh, who? Lorian?
Yeah.
No, Lorian was disgusting. She had a mustache and a flat chest. Huh. No, it was this girl. Oh, God, I don't remember her fucking name. She was an exchange student for like a semester, but seriously, the accent was like 4 more points on the scale.
Well, fuck yeah.
And I give women shit when they say the same thing for a British dude, but no, accents are great. I love thick Southern accents, too.
I mean, yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, I'd give points to that one, too. If she had, like, the fucking just
you know, shouldn't it sound like you is, like, boring? I mean, not that you can't meet a great woman that sounds like you, but it's
anything exotic.
Fun, yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, someone who's actually a native speaker, it's still different than some fucking fresh off the boat Latina, and it's like, oh, isn't that cute? And then 2 months later, she's like trying to have serious talks with you about where the relationship's going, and you don't take me seriously in that horrible broken English.
Oh, no. Like, I don't see how you can have a fucking serious relationship with anyone like whose first language isn't English.
It's weird. Yeah. It's weird.
That's fucking difficult. Like, you see even like the fucking disconnect with dad.
Yeah,
yeah, I was going like, you guys, your parents had different first names from each other.
So. Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying, like, from us, you know, it's like we fucking had to depend on our mom more because she's the one from this country.
Yeah, she knew her. And I think my dad, and a
she's
batshit
crazy.
Oh, yeah, I can't even tell you how behind the eight ball we were in life because, like, it was just defaulting to our mom because it's like, well, she's from America. She knows what's going on.
She knows nothing.
No, she is a dingy fucking broad. She knows.
Doesn't know the difference between her asshole and last Tuesday.
Yeah, whatever. If you're wondering where... Yeah, why we are where we are. We
well, did you have the same thing? Or?
Yeah, no. Nah, well, my dad died when I was a kid, so I don't even like.
Way to make it depressing, faggot. You meant your mom not being from America.
But didn't your mom like remarry when you were young or no?
No, she remarried when he was like 18.
It was basically I was out the door already, so.
Yeah, he just got this like weird, huge pad to crash in, like.
Post college.
Yeah.
It was pretty weird.
Oh, is that the place like in Sterling or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's your stepdad's house? That your mom like moved.
No, like they got a house together.
Gotcha. So, where the fuck was that? Like I remember,
it's out in Egypt,
Cameron.
Man.
Huh?
It's out in Egypt. Like,
it's
such a pain in the ass to get to. I had to go there before.
Well, I remember like we went through like Old Town Herndon somehow to go near like the Regal.
It's over by the Regal in Sterling. It's fucked up.
But why the fuck did we go by like Milwaukee and Herndon?
I don't know. He's off of Baron Cameron.
Yeah, like that. Oh. The road network there is really fucked up because there's it's a Baron Cameron off Herndon Parkway with the Milwaukee Custer that you can take up to Sterling, and then you're at the Regal.
I don't know those two connected like
it's,
that.
It's super fucked up. Herndon is a piece of shit town that has like its own little special beltway that connects to like Chantilly, Sterling, Reston, McLean. Like, it's weird.
Well, I'm sure this is riveting.
It is to me. Fuck the audience.
What I was going to say, like, I wanted to cop for them, but I'm like actually listening to.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I like listening to people talk about like inside shit. So I'm just going to assume our audience feels the same way.
I was trying to spit out quickly, so it sounded like I'm an expert on road design.
Well, what road are you talking about? Herndon Parkway?
This show's almost over, by the way. I mean, it's got like fucking 8 minutes left max.
For real, let's get Daniel Tosh. He's not Peter. He's Daniel.
I remember finding
legalize it.
Yeah. All right. So read the quote. Just read them off quick.
Okay.
You got to set up the story too, right?
He already did.
Pretty much.
He's doing
Daniel
his shitty stand-up.
He's doing his, I don't fucking care. I think it is, the comedy store in L.A. And he says something to the effect of, it's old, like, any rape joke is funny, right?
They're always funny.
Rape jokes are always funny.
Oh, they don't even have the exact quote?
I don't think from him,
You don't need it. I think his quote is, rape jokes are always
funny.
We're
fucking crucifying this guy for something we're not even sure he said.
So this broad... There's two girls in the audience, correct?
And well, one it's not of them, only two women.
Well, no, it's not just
fatties who decided
two
to
bitches.
Pipe up.
So he's doing this in front of a full crowd.
Couple of fatty magoos.
That has paid, by the way, for Daniel Tosh. This isn't like some surprise gig. And although I don't know his material, he's apparently dirty as fuck.
It's the same shit as Tracy Morgan. Just, you should know what you're getting.
You should know, yeah.
And if you're offended, you fucking leave.
Exactly. Shut up. Don't ruin anyone else's good time.
If you go to a movie and you're like, oh, wow, this is a lot dirtier than I thought it would be, and you're with your kids, are you going to fucking tell the person, well, I know no one runs a projector anymore, but are you going to go to the manager and be like, hey, can you stop showing
this
movie?
If you're black, you will scream at the screen. Is that what we're going for?
No, you fucking take your kids out of the theater. Maybe you ask for your money.
And that's how
back.
You should treat it, by the way. Just because that person's in front of you, fuck it. He's putting on a performance.
I don't know.
Don't touch him.
Why the fuck they allow heckling? Like, I guess they try to do that because it's some fucking, you know, it's just a tradition almost. Like,
if
I was
a
comedian,
club, it'd be like, get the fuck out of
here. If you fucking speak up, you're gone. Yeah. Like, this is not interactive art, asshole.
That's exactly how I feel. It's got to be so many wannabe pieces of shit, and they've got six drinks in them.
Just, it's the same thing as some fucking drunk yelling, like, play Freebird at a band. Like, just get the fuck out.
Yeah.
No one thinks you're fucking cute.
No one's here for you, asshole. Your name's not on the ticket or the t-shirts. Get the fuck out. Shut up. So he makes this line, and two girls are in the audience. One who actually does the speaking I'm about to, you know, give the dialogue for.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Yeah. The other's her friend who I guess wrote about it on Tumblr. First of all, if you wrote about it on Tumblr, I don't give a fuck.
I thought Tumblr is just for pictures.
You could post the molecules for the cure for AIDS on Tumblr. Just eat my ass if it's on Tumblr. It doesn't count. So she says, I felt provoked because I, for one, don't find them funny. Well,
what the
fuck
about
you,
bitch? You selfish pig. Did you hear that? Well, there's three eyes in that fucking statement.
Yeah. And never have. So I didn't appreciate Daniel Tosh or anyone! Exclamation point. Elaine Bennis.
Ugh.
Telling me I should find them funny. Really? We're going to debate this motherfucker like he's a presidential candidate? You stupid cunt. He's a comedian. And sorry if I sound like pissed and misogynistic.
No.
If it was a dude saying this shit,
women stink.
I'd be calling him a stupid piece of shit anyhow.
Fuck him.
I'm just throwing out cunt because it's hurtful.
No, it's
and
a great word.
I think this person's just a diminished being.
That's
a
my
mental
favorite
deficient.
Word of the English language.
Oh, it's
language.
A great... I first learned the word cunt from Metallica's cover of So What? And I was like, what's a cunt? I had to do research into it. It's like a
before
dog
the days
slim.
Of Google.
Yeah, exactly.
To look it up in the fucking paper
like,
Webster's
fuck
dictionary.
Me, cunt. That is amazing. So I yelled out, actually, rape jokes are never funny.
Ooh, good one. You got him.
I don't know... how this bitch didn't have a Coors bottle smashing against the base of her skull within a second after this comes out.
She should have just been raped on the spot.
Part of the problem. I mean, I can give my opinion now or you can... Like,
no, talk. You're on the fucking
I'm
show,
saying,
too. You're not a
part
black
of the problem
person
is,
asking to come in my house? Do
when,
it.
When you get into like subjects that are this like borderline that they can fall into offensive, it had better be really fucking funny. And so Tosh, I think, is trying out a new joke where he's just saying, hey, rape jokes are really funny, always. That's not really a funny statement. It just sounds like a statement.
It's just...
And so for a heckler to stand up and just flip the sentence he said where he's like, rape jokes are always funny, and say, actually, rape jokes are never funny, to me just highlights that it was an uncreative joke to begin with.
I don't give a
well,
shit.
That's like, we don't even know what the fuck he said exactly.
I don't fucking care how he delivered it. If he wants to go up there and do 60 minutes of I want to fuck an infant in its dickhole, I don't care. I could care fucking less what he does on stage. You went there to see this. Other people went to see it. If he's doing material you don't like, get the fuck out of there.
You can't start censoring people based on your sensibilities. Like, it's a slippery fucking slope. It's the same thing with Tracy Morgan fucking saying he'd stab his son if he was gay. That's fucking funny. I'm sorry.
It has to be funny is the main thing. I think hecklers on offensive subjects.
I don't give a shit if it's funny or not.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't fucking care. It doesn't have to be anything. He's on a stage. He's a paid performer.
It's
if you're disrupting his show, get the fuck out.
People.
That's it. You're just a disruptive cunt. You're not saying anything brave, daring, or insightful. Just get the fuck out, you stupid bitch.
They're making it so you can't. I mean, already you pretty much can't say anything about like race or.
Nothing
gay
really
people.
Daring.
Gay people.
Nothing really daring.
No, it's like it's okay for black people to make fun of white people, but God
forbid.
Well,
it's not just that.
Way,
you can make like this lighthearted comment about black people, but it's never like. You know what still scares the shit out of me? Five black guys down the street when it's dark. I'm sorry. Like, that would be a big uproar.
It shouldn't be, though. It's like, just don't fucking pay attention to that person, then.
It shouldn't
like
be
him.
Because these people don't have actual friends of color. You know who else would say that? Rich, my black fucking friend. He'd be like, yeah, that scares the shit out of me, too. Let's walk the other direction, John.
Like the
who knows what those schmugs are up to?
When Leo called Rich a nigger.
Yeah, I mean...
Or the funniest thing
I
ever.
I hate everyone acting like anyone from any sort of different group is this pure angel... Like, I can't tell you how many black friends I have are like, you know what I like about you, John? You're racist as fuck, and so am I. I've heard that from at least three different sets of black lips, and God bless them. I want to kiss them. They're so big and pillowy.
It's the same thing as trying to get, like, a fucking radio show or TV show pulled off the air because they said something you don't like. Like, what gives you the fucking right to determine what other people can watch for entertainment? So you have two uptight bitches in an audience of what? Probably in the hundreds,
it goes
I would
on.
Say.
She says, I did it because even though being quote-unquote disruptive is against my nature, I felt that sitting there and saying nothing or
cunt.
Leaving quietly would have been against my values as a person and as a woman.
Who cares about you, you selfish fucking bitch pig?
I just, the context...
Me, my, I. Count the fucking...
Exactly.
I don't even know, prepositions. I don't know what the word is for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta
pronouns.
Say, like,
there you go.
If somebody's like throwing out ideas,
people are shitting on Obama for saying "I" a lot. Listen to this cunt.
All I'm saying is, like, with
you need
racist,
more C's and less
sexist,
I's.
When you get into offensive categories that can be a problem, and it's just not creative humor, that's an invitation for heckling to me. Because if you're like within the cliche zone. And it's a problem.
Look, she's fine to heckle.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It's like,
even the heckling, I wouldn't care. It's the fact that this bitch went to the internet and now this is national news.
Yeah, exactly. That has traction.
This country is going broke. Fucking San Bernardino, California just declared bankruptcy. And we're more concerned with what fucking Daniel Tosh said.
That is pretty funny.
LA Comedy Club. That's how fucking ass backwards we are.
I think there's a place for heckling. I think for me, part
that's
of
that's fine.
It does.
But again, why is this being carried on the fucking nightly news now?
That bothers me.
If it's
me.
Just a heckler's retort, I could care less.
We just
I
love
really
to
care
fucking
less.
Tear people down
instead,
after we build them
it's
up.
It's become this debate of like, was she right to do it? Answer: no. Shut the fuck up. Or was she right to do it? I guess she's right to heckle, but to act like she's goddamn Rosa Parks. Like, she shot baby Hitler. She went back in time and prevented the Holocaust because she, stood up and did this. Dumpy cunt. No.
Yeah, let's see a picture of this bitch. Like, are there any? Like, what's
you
her
probably,
Tumblr account?
I don't know.
Tumblr.com/Fatty Magoo.
Tumblr.hostess. So, what happens next? And I guess why he got in trouble... After I called him out, Tosh paused for a moment. So he goes into the fucking reserves for this one, this witty retort. Then he says, wouldn't it be funny if that girl got raped by like five guys right now? Like right now. What if a bunch of guys just raped her?
That is the first and only funny thing I've ever heard come out of that guy's mouth.
And
that's hilarious.
Completely stunned and finding it hard to process what was happening, but knowing I needed to get out of there. Why didn't you know that 2 minutes ago,
you dumb
you're
bitch? Stunned by the fact that a professional comedian got the best of you after you heckled him.
Yeah.
That's like what Norton says. Like, when you heckle someone, it's like, we've been doing this every night for fucking 20 years. I mean, not Tosh, because he's probably, what, like 30-something?
He's come up on the circuit, though.
Like 12 years, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing he's even on television.
I think even the shittiest comedian, you're not going to fucking best. Unless they're just absolutely horrible.
It would have to be open mic night.
You're
on even footing at that point. That's it.
In their fucking territory.
Exactly. That's like being on the court with Jordan and being like, I just got dunked on? Yeah, you fucking did. He got pissed that I actually managed to kind of steal the ball from him. And then he shamed me for the next 30 minutes of our one-on-one session.
No, this is
session.
Like saying, like, some boxer or MMA fighter sucks and that you could kick their ass.
Yeah.
Like, all right,
get
go
in the ring,
get in the
big
fucking
boy.
Ring. You go. All right, let's see. Let's see you fucking beat. What was the guy who fucking knocked
Tito out? Ortiz?
No. Who's the,
Moritz,
like,
I don't know
that piece of shit, Kevin Baxter, the guy who knocked out Tyson at the end? Just fucking stunk.
Oh, that white piece of
shit.
Yeah,
had no right being
the journeyman. I love. He's like, no offense to this guy, but I'm not going to disgrace the sport by losing to this caliber fighter.
Last two fights, that was it. No, that was the one where he just fell on his ass like in the second round, right?
No, he just didn't
He's
care.
He's like, I don't have it in me anymore.
I don't have the fighter spirit in me anymore.
Oh, that was a sad state of affairs. I'm so glad I saw like all of his fucking disgraces on pay-per-view.
Oh, it was great.
I think I saw the ear-biting and that.
The Lennox. The loss to Lennox where he's wiping the blood off his face.
Wait, what was that?
It was like they kind of tried to prop him up as a threat against Lennox Lewis, and Lennox just had like
I probably
18
saw that
inches of reach
was
on
that
him.
In like 2006 or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, and he completely lost his explosiveness, so he like came in the first round, it's like, ooh.
Lennox
just weathered the first round, and after that, I was just beating an out-of-shape guy up that you're much bigger than. So it was dumb C. Finding it hard to process what was happening, but knowing I needed to get out of there. Really?
Because you're actually in
because
danger
he's
of being
actually
raped.
Citing it. Exactly. Because I'm sure if someone, first of all, hears this, is going to go, Daniel Tosh wants me to rape her. And second of all, Daniel Tosh is going to see this go down and be like, fuck yeah, fan number one. I'll let you DM me after the show what a cunt felt like.
The fucking mythical pack of niggers Mel Gibson was talking about shows up.
Fucking they take their cocks out of
Oksana's
mouth.
We done with
mouth.
Oksana, yeah. Now we looking for you.
Exactly. Fucking the goof troop, the rape troop's coming for you. But knowing I needed to get out of there, immediately nudged my friend, who was also completely stunned. What a brain trust we've got here.
Stunned.
Two potato sacks sitting with their open mouths. What? Why? We did this to a man performing and he lashed out at us? And we hightailed it out of there.
Well, you know why? Because they were being laughed at that point. That's when they realized, like, she probably thought she was going to have the fucking crowd rally behind her. But no, instead they're laughing when the guy suggested she get gang raped.
That we actually
as well they
heard.
Should.
That's what I'm curious about.
They're fucking, dude, people were laughing when Michael Richards was going off, as I would have been, too.
Oh, it literally would have just been my recognizable
laugh. We see
Kramer
talking about, like, how black people deserve to hang. Like, why wouldn't you be laughing?
Oh, my God.
Have you hang upside down with a fork up your ass?
I forgot just how into it he got.
You see Kramer, he's a nigger. Oh,
white
man
saying nigger. I just remember that part of it. Ooh, white man saying nigger.
Oh, man. Is that a fucking meltdown if there ever was?
Yeah. What's the sound of one career dying?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. We really had nowhere to fucking go.
What has killed me ever since then, and the entire crux of the story, because Daniel Tosh, this gets out, and he tweets kind of like a half-assed apology, and I don't blame him. If I was in Daniel Tosh's position, I'm not trying to be the fucking next Lenny Bruce.
If you're gonna fucking
I want my cushy money.
Well, that's wise.
And I want
corporate
this
man.
Shit, to blow over fast.
Yeah.
But you know what? If the check already fucking cleared, don't apologize. If you can't live off the money you already have, like.
Well, I mean, look, me in the position I'm in now, if I ever heard that shit, You know, the Joe Pesci, like, what are you doing here? I thought I told you to go fuck your mother. I'd be like, what are you doing? I thought I told you to go get raped. That is the line I would
That would be awesome.
He would have a fan for life if he were just belligerent.
Do you have his bullshit apology?
Yeah, I can find it. Hold on.
Eh, fuck it. It's not right in front of you.
It was to the effect... Hold on.
Did he give the fucking, like, press conference yet, or is it just a Twitter apology?
No, he just did a tweet apology, and I think he's left it at that. Hold on.
Like, it wasn't even some, like, fucking Jew lawyer issuing an apology.
God damn it. Tyler Durden linked to just his main profile, not the actual individual tweet. Yeah. He said, like, look, I'm sorry if you got offended for what I said.
Good.
The classic.
The fucking white person apology.
Yeah,
I'm sorry how you took it.
Apology. Yeah.
That's all you should say.
It was a little bit more than that, but it was
I'm
still
sorry
a
you
loose.
Interpreted it the way you did.
And since then, what's the article you had me punch up? Who's this piece of shit?
Fucking John Wayne, man. Never apologize and never explain. It's a sign of weakness. So that's why
Curtis Luciani. And he says something to the effect of,
wait,
like,
is this some fucking, like, Sicilian Dago Negro? What the fuck is he?
He's saying, in effect, he's trying to do what's the shoe on the other foot, you know? This is brilliant insight. He's like, what's the shoe's on the other foot, mm-hmm. and what if we lived in a world where 1 in 5 men randomly had his dick cut off, or someone attempted to cut off his dick?
Yeah,
because
1 in 5 men got
the same
fucked
as
up the ass. Like, we're not talking about female circumcision here, you
exactly.
dumb
we're
fuck.
Not in Africa
so
where
first
you're smashing
all,
a Coke bottle to cut on a clit hood.
Fucking breaking coconuts on their clit hood.
Yeah, exactly.
So, first of all, this dumbass got the goddamn analogy wrong. It's not having your dick cut off. It'd be having some
it's
fucking
being raped yourself.
Dick in the booty ass nigger coming up behind you and fucking raping you.
Exactly. It's getting raped yourself. What if we lived, and you know what?
It'd still be funny.
I think if we lived in that world, we'd laugh. Because I, one time, as a 7th grader, saw a baboon rape another baboon in his asshole. And the raped baboon had his ass turned red. Jerry, you were there.
Was that the
you
zoo?
You saw this with me and Emrit. And all the other baboons fucking laughed at the raped baboon. Like it was the
oh
greatest
gosh.
Prank ever.
Yeah, it's like prison. It's a fucking power thing.
Yeah.
That guy's got punked.
And this guy's going on with, like you said, one, the shittiest analogy.
It's just wrong. It's not the opposite.
I think
men can get raped too. We do have a hole.
I think the idea is, all right, if you're a comedian, you probably have a couple of black jokes in your arsenal. There are days where you walk in and you look down and it's like, yeah, the entire first row is black people today. I'm not feeling so good about telling that joke.
Yeah, but they might find it funnier than the white audience would.
They may or may not.
They usually do. Usually when you say something racist against black people, it's white people getting, like, offended on black people's behalf.
I'm just saying, like, if it's not a tried and true joke, you might be a little hesitant to drop it that night.
I guess.
Problem is, like,
you can't do a rape joke. There's always going to be women in the audience.
No, I think his point is, like, you're never going to know who in your audience has been raped. And if you just assume 1 in 5 of the women have, well,
where did that statistic even come from? Is that fucking proven? That sounds a little high to me. Like, I was telling John before the show.
It varies by place to place.
I mean,
man.
If that's a real
surprised,
statistic, I haven't done my part.
I'd be surprised
if someone's
if
out there working over
now, like, women was fuckable.
It varies from place to place. Like, I was in...
This isn't Niger, okay?
No, I was going to say, like, I was in Liberia a couple years ago, and they told me in advance, like, hey, listen, like...
Your mom will be raped.
3 out of every 4 women you meet have been raped, so just keep that in mind. Like, that was one of the things they had to prep us on.
So
they're
telling you to, like, go for it?
And the other one needs a drink first.
Like, no, they're just like, you need to be aware of this, like, when you
but
go
what's
there.
The point of this speech? Like, hey, you can get away with it if
I
you want
to. I think they were
to.
Just trying to make sure, like, hey, seriously, don't tell rape jokes here.
Who does that? Like, why would they assume you're just going to be like, hey, did you hear about the bitch who got raped?
She was asking for it.
2 Jews walk into a bar with bleeding assholes.
I don't give a shit what the guy said on stage. He could be giving a fucking 90-minute monologue on why every Greek is a fucking ass-plugging faggot and deserves to die. I wouldn't give a shit.
No, like, when fucking, was it Sharpton? No, Jesse Jackson. Sharpton. Was he the one who said something about Socrates and the Greek homos?
The Greek homos.
It's fucking hilarious.
Hysterically.
It's the greatest quote he's ever fucking made.
I know. A bunch of, like,
we're like in caves while black people are building civilizations.
According to Al Sharpton, a bunch of Greek homos stole math from the blacks.
Just fucking each other in the ass while black people are building the Eiffel Tower.
I guess they stole theft from us because they've been practicing that one for a couple thousand ever since. They fucking honed that fine craft.
But that's fucking hilarious. Like, why would you be offended by that? Like, I boil it down to this. I've said it before, like, when fucking Veronica gets offended by what I say or whatever. Like, real life does not occur behind a microphone ever.
The shit that comes
whether
out of
what
my
we're
mouth,
doing
yeah.
now, fucking stand up or a fucking singer, whatever, if you are performing or you're doing entertainment in any way, it is not fucking real and should not be taken as such.
Like,
this guy did not say this to this woman in her personal life.
That is, did he turn to her and say, you know, it'd be great if you got raped right
in
now?
In all
he
seriousness,
said that?
He was making a fucking comedic performance.
He's a piece of shit.
I'm sorry, it doesn't line up with your fucking sensibilities. Not everyone has the same sense of humor.
But my problem is, all right, heckling is a function of comedy because you do need to communicate to a comedian when the joke ain't funny.
Okay,
and I don't consider this
the
to be
shit
offensive.
Out of her back.
I would say that happens with the applause-o-meter. Like, you can tell when someone gets lukewarm.
But when
applause.
It gets offensive, that's a time when heckling may be in order. For me, it's
I would
just
say
one
your
of those
point
moments
was valid if it fucking ended with him smashing the heckler back and that she walked out with her tail between her legs.
You can make the point by not fucking buying another ticket to see Daniel Tosh. How about
five
that?
Bucks says that she might not have stood up if it was actually initially a good, funny joke about rape. Like,
well, it sucks we don't
post.
Know what the fuck his joke was.
No, it was bad. It's weak.
Why do we know, like,
it wasn't
his
the joke
response
itself.
Word for word, but not the initial joke?
No, the initial joke, he was just talking about rape jokes as, like, a class of jokes.
Oh, like dead baby like, jokes or something?
Yeah, kind of
exactly.
Like that.
Because I think in his apology, he hashtags dead baby joke. Or something like that. Where's
bizarre
the
category
I would,
of jokes.
God, I would love a dead baby standing up at his next show like, this is offensive to me!
How do you make a dead baby float?
Yeah.
One giant glass of root beer, one giant scoop of vanilla
there
ice cream, and one dead baby.
But at this point, I'm just saying, like, if it had been a funny rape joke, she probably wouldn't have said anything. All he said that was supposed to be funny was, rape jokes are always funny. Yeah, I thought the response was actually kind of creative in itself. It's
look,
actually,
if we're going to hang Daniel Tosh for not being funny, let's do it.
Yeah, let's watch Tosh.0 in
exactly.
case of point. Like I said,
I actually watched that show. I like
the only
it.
Funny thing I've ever heard him say is how funny would it be if this bitch got raped by like five guys right now.
See, I thought that was lame. I thought it was like, hey, wouldn't it be ironic? Well, okay, yeah, it would be.
If I was sitting there and I saw him say that, I would have been laughing my ass off.
And it all gets back to
I mean,
to
granted, I hate
women,
bullshit. So I'm a little skewed, but still.
It's all like, why the fuck can't he make that joke? Really? Because it offends you?
You know what? I say fuck him for apologizing if he wanted to stand behind a stupid joke. Because like,
no, he
for him,
to stand
he's
behind
his money.
I say fuck the world where he has to apologize to begin with to keep his cuddly little job.
Yeah.
Nah, but that's entertainment. Like, if you're doing it for money.
It doesn't matter. Like, let's say we're talking about the corporatization or whatever the fuck the word is of America. Like,
well, now, yeah.
It's
his fault.
Owned by Comedy Central, is owned by Viacom, is owned by some fucking...
Nobody owns him. He's owned by his own conscience, and he just wants to make money, so fuck him.
Yeah.
Like, well, again, I'll say fuck him for that.
I'd rather
too,
make $27 million a year, whatever he's making, as opposed to zero, too.
Yeah, but he's a bitch for just going in.
That's what I'm saying. If he already has $27 million in the bank, fuck it, man. Just
I don't care if he's
it.
Broke. If he's going to defend it. I just think it was a stupid joke, and he got called out for telling a crappy one. That's the way I look at it.
This completely transcends any sort of the joke being unfunny. Because unfunny jokes are...
It's just the national response is
this is where the fucking
crazy.
Case George Lopez would be tweeting an apology every other day.
Wait, what?
Speaking of dead horrible jokes. I'm just saying, like, if we were trying people... Howard's acting like this is bad because the joke was ultimately unfunny.
We don't know.
Well, even if it's exactly like he's just saying rape jokes are funny.
That's a fucking throwaway line. It shouldn't garner laughter
or anything.
He can
just say whatever the fuck he wants, and it stops there for me. And I'm sick of people analyzing to death, well, in this world, is it okay if he says, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It just stops
he's
there.
He's doing fucking live performance. It's just like doing live radio or live TV.
I mean, are you going to get up someone's cunt because on September 12th, they feel the time has passed? Like, it's... I remember Gilbert was telling September 11th jokes, within like 2 weeks of September 11th
something
or something?
Like that. Definitely within the first
and
month.
And it was like everyone back then,
too soon.
Too soon.
It's a funny fucking joke.
We look back 10 years later and it's like, that's when we knew it was okay to laugh again. Fuck you.
Fuck you. All that shit like, we need to fucking heal after September 11th. Kiss my ass. Like,
suck it.
Hey, I'm just saying, if you hear a shit joke, I have every right... to take my own words and turn them into a plane all and right, fly them into your twin tower of shitty humor. That's how I look at it.
All right, so. Let's use Gilbert as an example again. So when that fucking tsunami hit, which again, talking about like the whole time warp thing, was probably like 2008. You know, it seems like last year.
That's 2010, I thought.
I don't know. Do we know? But what was? Do you remember his line from Twitter?
It like, was just so many shitty one-liners.
No, there's one fucking good one. He's like, something about like waiting for a Japanese schoolgirl to float down the river. Or
yeah, exactly. You know what they say in Japan? Another girl's always going to float by or something like that.
Which is fucking hilarious. And he got dropped by Affleck because again, he's kind of owned by a goddamn corporation. I mean, yeah, he still has his stand up and whatever the fuck he does for money, like voiceover shit. But I'm sure that was a huge fucking paycheck, man. Like just him saying Affleck or whatever probably brought him in seven figures a year. Yeah. For doing nothing. For 2 seconds of recording. So, like, I mean, it's just these people. That's why entertainment in general stinks. Like, music and everything. Like, this whole, like, corporate conglomerate has taken over everything. And you have suits controlling art. Which isn't the way it should be. They look at it as a fucking money-making thing. Like, hey, if Daniel Tosh doesn't apologize for this, ratings for his show are going to go down, which means ratings for Comedy Central are going to
the
go
funny
down,
thing is,
which
I
means we're going
they,
to lose ad revenue, and that's
lose.
All they give a fuck about.
Those ratings would not go down. That's the thing that really gets me. If anything,
probably
go
up
because he got all this pub, but a bunch of fucking limp-wristed little advertisers are like, I don't want to be associated with that. Again, all his fear
you
of
haven't heard one
backlash.
Fucking advertiser say, hey, I'm not backing Tosh.0 anymore.
Because he apologized.
Everyone's just fucking afraid of the backlash. Really, you're Comedy Central. You can't sell ad space. I'm sorry. So you lose Nabisco or whatever. You replace it with Microsoft. I don't give a shit. Someone's going to line up to advertise with you.
Now, what they do is everybody needs Comedy Central, so they just say, I am earmarking money that will not go to Tosh.0. That's how they would do it. Because that's what happens to Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck constantly says offensive things.
So how do they do it?
Just the advertisers for Fox News say, we will still pay for advertising on Fox News,
but
except
it
for
can't
Glenn
be
Beck.
During Glenn yeah. Beck. So like their ads don't air during her show?
Exactly. They're like, right. We don't want to endorse Glenn Beck, so like we're not putting shit during his show.
So, I mean, that does put the network in kind of a shittier spot, because they have to find someone to replace it. But
yeah, but it's like, what do you want to defend? And it's just, that's why to me, well, like, the quality of the humor matters.
It's all just fucking blowhard shit. You know what? The fucking thing blows over, and no one gives a fuck in 2 weeks. So, I don't know, maybe he was wise to just stamp out the fucking fire instead of having
well,
to,
I think, yeah, if he just
apologize
wants
to,
do the path to
a gay guy, like,
yeah, just be
like fucking hug some fat homo during a press conference like Tracy Morgan because he didn't fucking nip the shit in the bud. But
I'm just sick of the fucking need for this sensitivity. Do you really think in your heart of hearts Tracy Morgan wanted to murder gay people? Ooh, but he said it on stage.
Anyone with a fucking brain in their head knows he wanted to stab his son if he was gay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a creative line. That's the thing,
it's
though.
It's funny.
That's creative. I just, whenever I hear a gay joke,
but
that
dude,
is unimaginative, I'm like, I don't know,
man. Shitstorm 10 times the size of this.
Nah,
fucking Glad had him by the balls. Like I said, he had to do a fucking press conference and everything, hug some gay guy. It was like, got beat up. It was awful. And you know what? I'm sure had he known 30 Rock was being canceled in a year anyway, he'd be like, hey, you know what? Fuck you, faggots. Yeah. Just walked off stage. I would have. Like, wow, I'm going to fucking do all this shit for 12 more episodes? Fuck him.
I don't know, man. I'm spent. I feel we've made the point. I'm drained. Like, I just...
Yeah. It's infuriating.
You're pissed. Yeah, you guys are pissed.
I can't... People
it's
who are
sad,
too
man.
Dumb... To understand the difference, like Will just said it, anything behind a microphone, it's just not real. Unless it's like Hitler saying, kill the Jews.
Exactly. That's a fucking tangible cause and effect.
Yeah,
you see the result.
He's not a performer. He's an actual real life political figure trying to shape reality directly with his words. And I don't care if you want to go out and say like, Daniel Tosh saying that, it desensitizes people to rape. Really? Really? I'm going to hear some words
ludicrous,
and I'm going to be that much closer to raping someone? That's like the fucking hillbillies. They're like, yeah, you know what? If I see enough queer shit on TV, my son's going to suck a cock. Really? Yeah. I can see a bunch of gay porn. I'm not going to walk out and go, you know what? That fucking salad tossing, that's for me.
Sold
me. Smear up my teeth. No, I'm going to be like, fucking, I need some tits in my face now just to get that out of my head.
People, like I've known like white people say like, you know, nigger this, nigger that. Like, I really don't think they fucking have like hate in their hearts.
No,
just, you see them hanging around black people and you're like, hey, wait a minute. And you're like, oh, that one's all right. You know, it's just like fucking good old Russ, for example. Like,
yeah.
Goddamn, all he talked about was opium and white power, pretty
oh,
much.
Oh, fucking 88, Hail Hitler shit, left and right.
I'd see him fucking talk to minorities all the time. He had minority
black friends.
Yeah. I don't think
he was in like a black go-go band.
Yeah.
It's but just, he's a bigot, you know. It's just like
it's a weird thing, like confused people identify with. Like honestly, I don't think there's a lot of people just hate.
Well,
based
who
on
are going
race.
To commit violence and like are so ignorant that they meet a good person of a race they quote unquote hate and are like blinded to the point. It's like no, even he's a piece.
One
of
One guy like that, you remember Daniel Carver from Howard Stern?
Yeah,
he was like the fucking Grand Dragon of the KKK. Yeah. And then, like, I asked him one time, like, hey, why do you hate black people so much? And he said, like, my sister was killed by a black
killed
guy.
Killed in a bank robbery.
Yeah, like, she's in a bank robbery, and the guy fucking shot her or something. Like, all right, you know what? That's understandable. Maybe he actually does hate black people.
Well, it's the same way that, like, fucking World War II widows are like, fuck the Japs. And it's like, that was 50 years ago. Fuck the Japs. Killed my husband. Fuck them.
So, you know what? You have a reason. But, like, just people.
Even then, he's not going out and, like, murdering people. Even a fucking Klansman.
Yeah. They just fucking talk. It's all fucking rhetoric bullshit. Like.
When it comes to humor, here's my take. It's just when you get into these offensive subjects where you know, like, hey, this is going to potentially
there, but
step
see, there
on
should
toes.
Be no such thing as an offensive subject, quote unquote.
Well, hear me out on this. It's just if you get into these topics like race, sex, sexuality,
it's just,
rape
it
is another topic. Once you get into
way.
This, if you're going to step into that, you had damn well make sure it's funny before you say it, because if it's not, you got to make sure you're going to be able to defend it afterwards. And when it's not funny, it's really not defensible on that ground. So that's my problem. If you're going to do it,
it's
make
not
it
if
fucking
it's
funny.
Funny. It's said in jest. Was it an attempt at being funny?
Exactly. I guess
that
I
have a problem with. I just think if you're untalented and offensive, you have no
you
value
suck
to
as a
society.
Comedian.
Yeah,
you still have a value, though.
But, I mean, if you're fucking not funny, like, you have no business being on a goddamn stand-up stage in general. Which
exactly. Yeah, but just be judged on that merit, not because you were A, unfunny, and B, try to tackle something.
But you should not be allowed to, like, breach or broach whatever the fucking word is, certain subjects because
well,
of that.
If you're untalented and you're bringing it and somebody kicks your ass after the show.
But,
like,
she,
but
did.
She did.
She's a dumb cunt who's
he
like.
He fucking handed it to her.
You're the that. One who's stupid. You know, I mean, that was the
guess,
level of her retort.
Nah, but to flip it on you, it's just like, why is it easier to tell a rape joke than a black joke?
I'd say
black people are scary. No,
I'd say
that's how a lot of comedians feel, though. They're just like, I'm far more likely to tell a rape joke than a black joke because I'm
well,
afraid,
I mean,
like.
Well,
some
no,
because
again, I think it's already been established, like, you can't fucking be racist, especially toward black people in
no,
America.
No, you can, though. Like,
you really
Sarah
can.
Silverman
not,
has
she,
an entire...
Oh, she does it in such a playful
yeah,
way,
like,
I'm
fucking,
sure.
Like, what Lisa Lampin, like, why about the black? No, that's not
it's
fucking...
It's a shtick. It's just
but
bullshit.
No, that's not even fucking funny. That's not edgy at all. And she's a complete fucking character. Like, if you hear her talk, like, she's...
Probably sounds like the fucking queen.
She might as well be Larry the Cable Guy. No, she's smart as shit. She's like a fucking, like, master's degree in science from like MIT.
I hate when someone has such contempt for their audience. It's like, I'm gonna invent this dumb character.
She's
so
fucking,
fucking
Larry the Cable
like
Guy,
that.
Man. She's appealing to some dumb shit she knows will sell. She's fucking huge. She's not like that at all. Like
again, the, however you make your
the
living,
fucking
whatever,
voice is fake.
Fuck
everything. Just like Larry the Cable Guy. It's not even his goddamn real name. It's a character. Like his name's
Leonard
Dan.
Who layeth cable is my real
no, his
name.
Name's Dan Whitney.
Yeah, yeah. No.
And it's like, yeah, Larry the Cable Guy was just some bit he did as part of his act, and then
it became
the whole
huge.
Act.
Yeah, people didn't realize it was probably parody in the beginning or something.
I got a story about him. I got to tell you guys off air. He's
did
a
he
motherfucker.
Rape you?
No.
Oh.
If
tell
only.
It all in there. Why the fuck not?
It's lame. It's not funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's the rest of the show. Come on.
Well, what's the point of the story? You just met him? Or?
No. It's about like how he's a motherfucker that just made up a character and is just taking advantage of America.
Yeah. That's the same thing Lisa Lampanelli's doing. It's fucking just shtick. And you know what? It's entertainment. So who is someone going to yell out in the middle of a fucking Larry the Cable Guy performance, hey, Larry's not your real name and you're not an actual cable guy? Like,
and then he has to apologize to
that should be fucking known going in. Like, hey, you've never worked for a cable company in your life, have you? No, fuck, he hasn't. But you know what? You're laughing at his goddamn jokes, so fucking take it for what it is. Entertainment.
Oh!
Ready with the cue.
Yeah! There you go. About a 1 second lag, but I'll take it. Boy, that was a good one.
Fiddling with the computer, so.
Yeah. It was just the 8-second load time of my laptop from 2003 as Windows 3.1 struggles to get rolling.
The fucking white background.
Will, if the folks want to get a hold of you and more of your knowledge, again, you are at Billy Basil and at Gray Sky Eternal. They can also find Gray Sky Eternal on iTunes and Facebook. That's G-R-E-Y. Howie, your contact info.
Epexegetical.
Whatever. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. The show's website's inpapasbasement.com. You can get a hold of all of us through that. Again, find us on iTunes. Find us on Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Till next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.